The first mistake, people start doing something in data management without answering the core key question. Why do we need it? Why are we going to do it?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Data Culture Podcast. I'm Carsten Bange, founder and CEO of BARC, and my guest today is Irina Steenbeck. Irina is a well-known author of several books around her data management framework. And that's why we will talk about this framework and how it can help organizations to align, structure, and get an overview about their data management and governance initiatives. We'll also talk about data lineage and why it's way more than just a capability in your data management toolbox. We'll basically cover many important questions that you should answer before you start your data management or data governance initiatives. Enjoy this episode. Hello, Irina.
Hi, nice to meet you, Carsten.
Great that you are in my podcast. Welcome. Irina, you published and you are using a data management and governance framework. And I think that has gotten some publicity. At least I got to know it. And so I thought it would be a good start if you could give our listeners here an overview what this framework actually is about and what's included. So we have a good overview of your, let's say, a key component of your work.
Okay, thank you, Carsten. I'll do this pleasure because I started my data management career 14 years ago from scratch without having any idea what data management and governance was. So the only what I did are 6 years of my career development in data management, I implemented data management, simply Googling our different topics. And at the time, I found only the demo wheel. So it was the basic of my practical work. And only after 6 years of my implementation, I found out that demo had a demo book. And at the same time, I decided, okay, it's time to combine theory with practice. And then I found out that demo, it's a great learning book, but it omits some practical viewpoints. That's why I published my first book, Data Management Toolkit, where I explained all my practical experience, how medium-sized company or large company should implement data management framework. It was starting point. And honestly, I know that many companies now use my books and technology, even large governmental organizations use it. But then something happened because I started again doing something from scratch, and it was data lineage implementation. And what happened after 3 or 4 years of data lineage implementation, I found out very interesting relationship between implementation of data management or governance framework or documentation of data lineage. Because in reality, these are two sides of the same coin. What it means when you start implementing data governance or data management framework, you document data lineage or vice versa. And that's why I shared my experience in another book, Data Lineage from a Business Perspective. So this is a complementary book for my framework. And then again, due to my implementation projects with some large international companies, I found out that companies also need to develop policies, standards, and in order to let them do it not from scratch, but having some templates, I published my third book, which called the Orange Data Management Framework. And finally, all these three books, they cover the data management or governance framework, which I use in my practices. And this framework covers both and data management and metadata management. I also would like to share, some people know this framework because the name is Orange, and some people think that the orange came from the fact that I have been living in the Netherlands. It's totally wrong, because the name Orange came from some sort of joke. What I wanted to demonstrate that I used existing frameworks and I tried to make some hybrid by adding practical elements into this framework. Because, for example, my framework has some distinctive features. First of all, it provides an integrated implementation approach for multiple data management capabilities, and it also considers data management as a set of data management capabilities. So these are a couple of distinguishing features of my framework. And when I looked for name, I wanted to provide some sort of analogy for a hybrid fruit. And I didn't know, but it happened, the orange is a hybrid fruit. It doesn't exist in nature. This is a combination of mandarin and pomelo. So simply for joke, I gave the name the Orange Data Management Framework, but somehow later when I tried to change it, people who knew this framework said, no, please leave it as it is. It continues to be the Orange Data Management Framework.
All right. It's definitely a funny name for a framework. First, you would think, okay, maybe every letter has a meaning.
Yeah. Just now I found out finally the meaning for each letter. So this year I will start a new branding for the Orange Data Management Framework. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So it's just the beginning.
Ah, okay. So you put that on later. That's funny. Yes. Okay. So thanks for this overview and sharing a bit of your, journey in data management and data governance. So I think we should really cover both sides of the coin, as you mentioned it. I would like to start with data management and data governance, and then also dive into data lineage. I think it has gotten some popularity recently, also with some specialized products. Yeah, so I think that also increases the popularity that people say, hey, that's interesting, because you could think of it more as like a feature in a solution that you want to basically follow your data and know where it's coming from or where it's ending up. But you definitely take a broader approach. And the title of your book already indicates that, because you say from a business perspective, which is, I think, super interesting. So let's do that in a second part of our conversation here. Let's start with the framework. You mentioned you are basically showing integrated implementation approach for different data management capabilities. So maybe you could give us a bit more flavor on what you mean here. First of all, maybe what data management capabilities, what is from your point of view is essential for an organization, and then how can we come to an integrated approach here?
A great question. It may take a couple of hours, but I will try to do it in 5 minutes. My initial investigations of the concepts of data management demonstrated that people understand data management quite differently by one reason. Data management can be implemented at multiple organizational levels, strategic, tactical, and operational. And very often, people, when thinking about data management, they only consider operational level. So data moving across applications, that's all. So in my framework, I try to get overview of data management at all levels. So what it means, that the core value proposition of data management is delivery of establishing of data management lifecycle. And this is the core capability that data management possesses. But then we must have a couple of capabilities that give directions. And in my framework, there are two. This is business architecture that defines the overall scope of the business. And the second is data governance. It's also worth mentioning that a lot of, in data management community, we have a lot of misunderstanding of what data governance is. Yeah, in my framework, I consider data governance only as a capability that creates operating model for data management, that creates organizational structure, that develops policies, rules, and roles. And this is top level. This is direction giving capabilities. But then we have multiple other capabilities that enable data lifecycle management. And here we must start with our enterprise architecture that consists of, as I mentioned already, business architecture, but then data technology and application architectures. Just now somehow happened that a lot of people use one name data architecture and can combine all of these layers, but it's also some discussions about, we can discuss the differences in approaches of different guidelines, but let's keep it as enterprise architecture, which includes data architecture, application architecture, technology architecture, and part of it is data modeling. So data modeling, data and application architecture are part of my framework. Then we have, of course, data quality, which is also part of my framework. Then we speak about such capabilities as data analytics, data security, which are not really part of my framework, but they can be built based on my approach, based on my function approach to building a data governance or data management frameworks. And then we have a very interesting topic of metadata management. And this is really a very, very tricky name, because if we will take a look at data modeling, data architecture, application architecture, data quality, all of these capabilities deliver metadata. Then the question remains, what metadata management does? Lately, I came to understanding that metadata management has two functions. First of all, it enables capabilities that deliver metadata management, and by that, they enable being the life cycle. But from another side, metadata management by itself also must support metadata management lifecycle. It means that we need to get the metadata, we need to ingest metadata, we need to integrate metadata. So this is metadata management. It's really a very interesting topic, and it requires a lot of further investigations, because it's interesting fact, when I try to find out some books about metadata management, I found only two. One about metadata management in libraries. Another, it's metadata from a business perspective that described only business metadata. So it simply demonstrates that we have a lot of unclearness about what metadata management is and why we need it. In fact, you can't split data management from metadata management, because everything what metadata management does, it simply enables everything what we do.
Excellent. So that gave us a good picture, an overall picture. First, I want to ask a fundamental question. So who is using this framework and for what purposes? What do you see where this creates value in organizations?
It's very simple, because let's take any company. Doesn't matter whether they have official or formal data management or not. What they do daily, they manage data. Yeah, every company does it since the first day of their existence. But then the difference exists. Some companies create business functions like finance function. Nobody doubt that a company must have finance function, but somehow they doubt whether they need to have data management or data governance or data quality business function. So the difference is that every company manages data, they do it at operational level, but in order to bring this data management at higher level, as strategic and technical, you need to have or you need to implement data management framework. So the role of data management framework is simply to help companies formalize their capabilities into a formal business function, nothing else. Of course, this framework includes methods and models that allow do it in a more quick way, some technologies.
Okay, great. Very fundamental when you describe the framework, very fundamental, obviously, is the data lifecycle. So maybe you can give us a very quick overview what you mean with that. What is the data lifecycle?
Oh, it's a great question. And I also link it to data lineage, because nobody really understands properly the relationships between these three concepts. Data lifecycle is the past data, it's description of the process, what happened to data in business. And finally, it's a very interesting point that we don't have within a data management community a standard approach to describing different steps in data lifecycle. In my model, I use multiple steps. You start with gathering information, then you need to model data, then you need to create or acquire data, then you need to map it, then you need to integrate and transform it, then you need to analyze and use, and then you need to archive. Yeah, so in general, this is what happened. But the data lifecycle is a model of a process. What happened within the company? Each company implements a data lifecycle that applicable for the business and applicable for the company using different data chains. Yeah. It's what is data chain? It's simply a set of applications or IT systems that perform different steps of the data lifecycle. And by that, the company create a data pipeline. I call it data chain, doesn't matter. What data lineage does, it simply describes what happened in different data pipelines. So the relation is simple. At the top, you have one data lifecycle model that has been realized in multiple data chains, and it's really IT assets where something happened. And then data lineage simply describes the process, what happened in these pipelines. You mentioned some technologies in data lineage, and to be honest, I've seen that for the last 5-7 years, the technologies in data lineage have developed dramatically. Because 5 years, 7 years ago, there were maybe a couple of 4 or 5 big players on the market. Just now, we have maybe less than 100 or 50, 60 companies that can provide functionalities of data lineage combined or integrated with other capabilities. One of the key interesting features which I've seen recently that companies using graph technologies are able to combine metadata lineage, so the way to describe data processing by using metadata, with analyzing and linking what really happened to data. So it's really a big step forward in data lineage technologies.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us a quick overview on that market? I know there are some, we don't have to name vendors, but I know there are some specialists. One has been recently acquired by IBM that was, I think, made the news. So that also brought it to the attention. And yeah, so there are some specialists, but I also see this as capabilities, let's say, in data integration platforms, maybe even in other tools. So maybe you could just give us a quick overview technically how I can get access to that.
Yeah, sure, Lenore. Yeah, sure, I'll do it with pleasure because let me also go back. When I wrote my book, Business Data Lineage from a Business Perspective, at the time I analyzed around 40 different solutions that delivered data lineage functionalities. Last year, I did the same analysis with a wide range. It was 168 different solutions in the area of data management. And this year, months ago, I again made an overview of around 40 solutions that provide data lineage functionalities, and these solutions have been advised by Gartner and Solutions Review, apparently two reliable sources. And here I'd like to share with you some conclusions. First of all, you can split the players on the market between very large organizations like Amazon, like IBM. Yeah, it's really huge companies, and it's very difficult to understand what they are doing as one technology or one functionality because they offer a wide range of integration capabilities. Then we have some set of mid-sized players. This is first categorization of these technologies. Yeah? But then the second one, or how you can consider data lineage providers, there are still few that deliver only data lineage. And this is the company that has been acquired by IBM. But in general, what happened just now, even these mid-sized scalers, they provide their set of different functionalities or integrated functionalities. And these integrated functionalities are data catalogs, are data quality, or data governance. Sometimes it can be some sort of part of data modeling. And this is what I've seen what happened. So data lineage became a part of a larger integrated solution. But here is the most important question, what data lineage is. Yeah? Because again, I have some challenges with understanding of this concept within data management community. Because people start thinking about it, data lineage at technical physical levels, where you use scanners and it's everything automated. But this is narrow viewpoint on data lineage. When I started my data lineage journey from scratch, I started analyzing different documents, and Demodenbook was one of their first sources. And what I found out, first of all, data lineage has multiple synonyms, like data integration architecture, a data chain, data value chain, information value chain. And all these concepts include the same components at multiple levels, abstraction levels of data model. So what I mean by that, you can document data lineage at business level, and it means that it's like process description with attachment of IT assets and flows of data sets. It's also data lineage. Then you can do it at semantic or conceptual level of data models. You extend it to the logical data model levels. And then, of course, physical data, called data lineage at the physical technical level. And then what you should do, you must link all these levels with each other. And then we speak about vertical data lineage. So in fact, data lineage becomes a huge data metadata construct. And then you face an interesting situation because the model of data lineage I described is very similar to the concept of knowledge graphs, because you again need to link different data and metadata objects at different abstraction level. And this is what I mean when I speak about a data lineage. Then you pick up the product of totally different data management capabilities and link them with help of data lineage. But then in this context, data lineage and knowledge graph are in fact synonymous.
Okay, let's take a step back. I really think we got a good overview now on the different concepts, and any topic we would drill into now would just would too much to cover in this short podcast here. So I think we should really say that anyone is interested in any of these concepts should really look into one of your books and get a closer view on that. But what I really would like to do today is to really use all your experience over the last years you've gained when working with companies and get some insights and recommendations from you. So I would like to start with a question. What do you see are the biggest, say, mistakes or the biggest challenges companies are facing in their, let's say, day-to-day or also strategic approach to data management and data governance?
Okay, there are a couple of these mistakes, but let's turn them in some sort of positive way. The first mistake, people start doing something in data management without answering the core key question, why do we need it? Why are we going to do it? Because, you know, it's like now everybody, oh, we need to do business analytics, yeah, predictive analytics. Let's start. And then what happened, people start doing something without really understanding why they do it. So in my opinion, every data management or data-related initiative must start with answering question, why do we need it? What we are going to achieve? What are our business goals? And this is the starting point in any of my workshops, in any of my presentations, why you need it. This is the first point to think about. Yeah? The second, it's also very important. I can share with you one conversation with one of my followers on LinkedIn. I got a message. We decided, in our company, we decided implementing metadata management. Which tool do we need? And this is a question I come across, again, almost at all my workshops. My first question. Can you explain me what you mean by metadata management? What kind of metadata you need together? And then question what you need. Yeah, this is one big mistake that people think in terms of application and software instead of, again, starting asking questions at strategic level. Why do we need it? Who needs it within the company? And what we are going to do with it? Because believe me, I've seen a lot of implementations when you do something, you deliver results, but nobody is going to use it because nobody understands what they must do with that, and they have no interest because it's, again, the involvement of business people in such decision-making. It's not part of their initial program. So this is, I would say, two key challenges which I see in my practice. First of all, nobody understands why they need it. A lot of people start doing something with technology without giving answer why they need it. They don't involve business people. And I hear there is also maybe the last and most important one. Any data-related initiative is resource and time-consuming. And if top management of a company is not involved or not interested to sponsor such initiative, such initiative can simply fail at the end. So again, everything comes back, does business need it? Why does business need it? And if really business needs it for some purposes, it's compliance and regulations, or it's improving customer experience, everything starts with business and top management. So this, and maybe there one more. Very often, top management doesn't want to start any data management initiative without getting an answer what will be return on investment. But then the question is, you know, once I got very interesting conversation with one of my colleagues and he provided a very interesting analogy. He said, you know, if you're going to build a restaurant and you're expecting to get some revenue from restaurant, will you really calculate the ROI on the building itself? And this is what happened to data management. Data management enabler is the foundation. You can't get any result from implementing advanced technologies in machine learning and artificial intelligence without having really the basic of your data management. And what data management is, it's again, data governance, when everybody knows what they should do regarding data. It's enterprise architecture where I describe and model data without having data quality in place. And this is the basics of data management. So, you know, I promised a couple of, I think I mentioned five core challenges, but this is really what I've seen all over the world.
Absolutely. I like the analogy, the restaurant, that's nice. And it's definitely a discussion we often see. Yeah? Is it like more an infrastructure investment? And yeah, how Can I calculate that or calculate a return? And it definitely is difficult. And I want to come back on one point you mentioned. I fully agree. You said data management cannot be a pure, let's call it a pure IT initiative. Yeah, it's bound to fail. I think that's what you meant or said. And you have to start with the why. And that can only, the answer can only mostly lie in a business process, a business goal, a benefit we have in our business or business model. That's my conviction here. Now, I do see some companies or people really concerned about data management struggling with getting the buy-in, with getting the right people to the table, with getting the attention this topic actually needs. So my question would be, first of all, do you see the same challenge or did that maybe change in the last years due to a higher visibility of data and analytics, a more higher maybe strategic value? And second question would be, if you agree that it's still a challenge sometimes, maybe you have some tips for us. How can we overcome that? How can we get business really involved?
Your first question, do I see the challenges? Yes, but I would say it depends on the industry. Because in such industries as financial institutions, they faced the necessity, the obligation to comply with different regulations. And they have no choice but continue with data management. Because data management, it's not a role but itself, but it's a tool to comply with regulation. And data lineage is part of it. So, you know, I also have one analogy I've developed time ago, and I know that people like it. In data management, you have two motivators, stick and carrot. And the companies that have stick as motivation, they really move forward. For companies that use data management as carrot, you know, like, we are going to implement machine learning or artificial intelligence in data management, it really doesn't work. So question, yes, some companies really see the necessity and they put data management as top priorities of their strategic goals. Some companies that don't have really hard motivation or push motivation, they simply continue doing something. But it's again, you know, a lot of companies invest in technology, but they don't invest in the upper level and they miss a lot of opportunities. So this is what I think. But then the question, how you can do it, I can give you two real examples, talking to customers, talking to advanced data management professionals. One of my conversation partners was a vice president of large bank in Asia, vice president of data management. And they made great progress in what they had been doing with data management. But then again, he mentioned that they had challenges with promoting this idea to top management. And what I suggested to them, but this is very simple. You go to finance and ask several questions. How many reports do you have? How many reports have been produced in itself? And please put a couple of data analysts for 1 month to compare results from different business units in your organization. Because this is where I started my career 14 years ago. I simply picked up different reports from different departments. They were delivered to the same regulatory body. And what I found, the same results deliver different figures. Yeah, because the problem, there were several problems, different reporting platforms, which are not in sync. Done. This is example number one. Yeah. So simply go to your key stakeholders that have they may have the biggest pain if something goes wrong with data and start analyzing what they're doing. Because one of the examples why I always recommend to start with analyzing reports, once I talked to the company that had 11,000 reports. 11,000. Can you imagine what in these reports are? Nobody knows, yeah, but we have a report. But another example, it was a smaller company, a team of metadata management professionals that really focused on implementing the metadata management framework. And they started explaining the strategy, what they're going to do, and that. I say, okay, but what do your stakeholders, business stakeholders say? But they said, no, we are going to develop it, and then we come to business people. I say, no. Stop doing it. Tomorrow, go to your business people, ask them what they need, and after that, start developing your strategy. because this is also one of their challenges with what I see. People don't build some sort of bridge between technical people and business people. This is what I've done in all of my 14 years in data management career. I am playing some sort of mediator role between business people and technical people to bring them together. The same happened with data lineage. Yeah? It's why a lot of data lineage initiatives don't succeed, because people in their technical people forget asking business people what they need. And when the results are there, business people say, no, it's not for me. I didn't ask, I don't understand. I'm not going to use it. Yeah. So these are a couple of takeaways. First of all, talk to business people. Again, business needs are top priority. And then start asking business people, okay, well, let's dive into your daily practice and let's see what happened there.
Yeah. All right. Irina, thanks so much for all of these insights. I completely agree. Consistency of data can be a very strong driver for many initiatives here. So I think that's a good idea to look at that and might use it as a hook to get also business people involved, and then really look that you align with business goals, that it's definitely linked between the IT initiatives and the business initiatives. Yeah, maybe use outside mediators, try to also mediate internally. I think these would be very good recommendations here. Thanks so much, Irina. Our time is over, unfortunately, but I think we all heard and felt that there is so much more behind all of these topics: data management, data governance, data lineage. I think you could give us a first good overview on these super important topic, I would say increasingly important topics for companies when they really want to use data as an asset and get business value out of it. Irina, thanks, and I hope to see you soon again. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Carter. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.